Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation every day on the podcast. And I honor you for giving yourself this time to meditate and connect to the best part of who you are. And that's really what meditation is all about, is connecting with you at your finest, leaving the cares, the distractions, all those thoughts that run through your head day in and day out, letting go of that as you meditate and reach into your own inner stillness. And sometimes you can forget what that feels like, and it can take a little time sometimes to reach that when you meditate. Whether you're a long-time meditator or brand new to meditation, stillness doesn't always come easily or even so naturally. So when you sit down to meditate consistently, even for a few minutes at a time, you begin to train your brain. Literally, you create new neural pathways on the prefrontal part of your brain that helps you to manage stress so much better. That's the part that's activated the more you develop it, the more you meditate. And you'll find that, of course, you still experience stress and the whole range of human emotions we all experience. But you notice that with meditators will respond much better, and their time spent in an emotion that's really dragging them down, such as anger, fear, frustration, distraction, the time they spend with that emotion is less, because you get better and better at refocusing your thoughts. So in today's episode, which is episode 662, our meditation theme, we explore a different meditation theme every single week. Our theme this week is the path to peace, energy, and clarity. And I share with you my own personal blueprint to provide me with this peace, energy, and clarity. And what I do each day is I focus on a mini ritual that doesn't have to take a lot of time. And I do it with one area of my life each day of the week. So every Monday, I kind of reflect about what the week before looked like, what worked out well for me, challenges I faced, how I could have responded differently, or how I did respond beautifully and how it was very productive. So I kind of celebrate my wins and think about how I could become even happier in my life by how I respond to different stress triggers. And then I think about the coming week and what I want to bring into my life. And this doesn't have to be so formal. I love it when I do sit down and journal this, but I don't always get a chance to do that. I'll just think about it when I'm relaxed, such as I might be walking or working out, or I might be cooking something, or I have some more uninterrupted time to myself, and I'll be thinking, you know, about my day and just different, or rather the whole week, the whole previous week, and what I want to bring into the next week. And then on Monday, I set an intention for the whole week, and I repeat an affirmation in a unique way. You can listen to that episode on yesterday's podcast episode, which is just right before this one, of course, and that is episode 661. I share an affirmation that I encourage you to try this week. And then every Tuesday, which is today, I do a breathing technique, because I like to focus on my health. And so I'll do just one small thing that will make me feel healthier or improve my health. Tonight, I'm going to take a detox bath. So I'm going to use some Epsom salts and some herbs, rosemary, probably essential oil, and sip some tea, rosemary tea, in fact, and have candles and just relax my body as I experience a lot of muscle pain. So this is what I'm going to do. It might some days be just including more vegetables in my diet that day, but every Tuesday I wake up and I know, oh, this is the day I'll focus on my health. And that way, when I focus on one mini ritual each day about really important areas in my life, I feel like I'm making progress. And of course, when I sit down to meditate, I'll just remind myself, okay, I'm focusing on this particular area of my life today, so I include that in my meditation as well. So I'm going to put together a program that I'll offer you to really bring you through this process more deeply, maybe for like a month at a time. We can do it together. But for now, I wanted you to just try this and see how it works for you. So I do a breathing technique in every Tuesday's meditation. Tomorrow, I'll be sharing a mudra technique, and I'll reveal to you what I focus on Wednesdays. Now, you can find all the meditation techniques over at the website at sipandom.com, and just head over to the Peace, Energy, and Clarity meditation series. Or you can always go to my private Facebook page, or rather the Sip and Om Facebook page, and request to be added to the private Facebook page. And you can send me a message saying, hey, Mary, please add me to your private group, and I will gladly do so. Well, in today's meditation, I'm going to be guiding you using a breathing technique. Now, breathing techniques happen to be one of the most powerful, effective ways to calm your mind and body. And they also help to reduce inflammation. They help you to focus, and they can help you to balance your stress, adrenaline. It helps with fear. It helps to calm your heart rate. When you are able to calm your breath, it's one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself. So breathing techniques are what I always do on Tuesdays when I meditate. I do a breathing technique in every meditation that I do throughout the week when I first start my meditation, but I really focus on my breath throughout the entire meditation every Tuesday. So let's get you going on today's breathing technique for peace, energy, and clarity. And I challenge you to do something, one small thing for your health today. Even if it's going for a walk or watching a program on television or Netflix or whatever you watch that will educate you about your health, or Googling a website and getting on a mailing list of maybe a healthy recipe blog, just something that's going to move you forward. It doesn't have to be a big production every week. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't stick with it. Just do something small. These small steps, I'm telling you, are the key to producing any result you want in your life. And they work. I've been doing this for many years. I've shared this with clients, and I've seen this small, consistent step type of approach to accomplishing goals, to being happier, more fulfilled in your life, in all areas of your life. I've seen where this works wonders. Just do something small and consistent for today in regard to your health. And tomorrow we'll focus on another area of your life. So as you get ready to meditate, sit up straight and begin to relax the areas of your body where you're likely to hold stress. Close your eyes gently. Keep them just slightly elevated to keep your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your throat and your neck. Relax your chest. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Doesn't that feel great? Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands in your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach. Let it hang out softly, not sucking it in, keeping it nice and soft so you can oxygenate your entire body each time you inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. That's so beautiful. Notice how you feel, and if you feel remaining tension, just notice it. Know you're going to transition and just really breathe. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your nose. Breathe through any pain you might have. Even emotional pain, breathe through it. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your nose. So think about what you want to really focus on as your personal theme for this week of peace, energy, and clarity, and what you could do that will bring you more of those incredible benefits. Just bring that to mind. As I guide you through this breathing technique, I want you to spend as much time as feels comfortable in the pause between the inhale and the exhale. So you'll inhale, and then you're going to try to drag out a little bit longer each time. The pause between each inhale and each exhale. Really go deeply into the pause, because sometimes this is where the magic happens, where you really feel yourself on the verge of shifting, transitioning. This is my favorite part of a breathing technique. So let's go ahead and have you do this for yourself. Relax your jaw, your stomach, your shoulders. Eyes are closed gently. Inhale through your nose, bringing your breath up and feeling expansive. Take your time. Do what feels best for you. Not gasping as you breathe, simply taking a nice, long, even breath through your nose. And then go into the pause between the inhale and the exhale. Feel yourself in this pause, focusing on peace, energy, and clarity in your life. Just one thing that will bring you more of this. Knowing that it's all around you. Not holding your breath per se, just allowing yourself to be there. And when it feels right, exhale through your nose and let go of your breath. Not in a fast way, just nice and even. Let it go. Many people try to throw out their breath on the exhale. This can cause tension and agitation. Just evenly exhale. You're in control. Allow your breath to just escape through your nose. Now, again, inhale through your nose, nice and slow and even, bringing your breath upward and inward, feeling it reach the top of your head. And then spend a little time, try to stretch it out, that pause between the inhale and the exhale. Saturating yourself here in this peace that you feel. And when it feels right, at your own pace, exhale through your nose, nice and even, and let go of your breath. You're doing such a good thing for yourself. Continue breathing this way as you meditate, and then release the technique and just experience this stillness and these good vibrations you feel throughout your body. And go deeper into your own silence. And when your mind wanders, and it may, bring it back to this technique and then go again into the stillness of meditation. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.